9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Results of a union vote are expected today at Amazon. We'll tell you where this closely watched election stands. Plus, companies are hiring again, but this time many jobs may not be in New York or LA.
The cities that came out at the top were not on the coast. They were in the middle of the country.
And McDonald's shares have been rising, so why is it closing some restaurants? It's Friday, April 9th. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. In Minneapolis, we're hearing from medical experts in the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin. Doctors testified Thursday that George Floyd died of oxygen deprivation as he couldn't breathe while being restrained by police officers. Today, we expect to hear from the local medical examiner. Here's the WSJ's Midwest Bureau Chief, Shandy Race.
His name is Andrew Baker, and his testimony is very significant because he is the medical examiner who conducted the autopsy on George Floyd. And he had several findings that make the case somewhat complex. One, he declared the death a homicide, which means that there was somebody else involved in the death. So that is something that is good for the prosecution. However, he also noted that he did not find any signs of asphyxiation, no bruising to the neck or back. And that is a little bit more complicated for the prosecution because they are trying to argue that Derek Chauvin, the officer who kneeled on George Floyd's neck, and the two other officers who helped restrain him, that that essentially stopped him from being able to breathe and that asphyxiation caused his death.
In contrast, the defense has argued that George Floyd died as a result of drug use and a heart condition. Derek Chauvin has pleaded not guilty. We're keeping watch of Bessemer, Alabama, where some Amazon workers are trying to become the first unionized employees at the company. After half the votes were counted as of late Thursday, about 70% of the Amazon employees there sided against unionization, this according to a Wall Street Journal tally. The votes are being counted by the National Labor Relations Board in a broadcast, and results are expected later today. We'll keep you posted on reactions from unions and the company on WSJ.com. Nike is settling its legal dispute with the company behind the Satan Shoes, a customized pair of Air Max sneakers launched as part of a publicity campaign for rapper Lil Nas X. Nike filed a trademark lawsuit last month after the launch of the viral shoes, which feature a pentagram and supposedly contain drops of human blood. Mischief, the company behind the shoe, has agreed to offer to buy the shoes back from customers for their original price to remove them from circulation. A lawyer for the company said the campaign was particularly successful thanks to the publicity from the lawsuit. There's been another night of rioting and unrest in Northern Ireland.
Attention, attention. This is a police warning. Disperse immediately or water cannon will be used.
It comes amid tensions over Brexit, COVID lockdowns, and historic grievances over the region's place within the UK. Dozens of police officers have been injured in the clashes, which have been going on for more than a week. On Thursday, the White House expressed concern over the violence. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the administration joined the British, Irish, and Northern Irish leaders in their calls for calm. For years, McDonald's was a staple at many Walmart locations across the country. But now McDonald's is closing hundreds of restaurants inside the retail giant's many stores. In addition, some Subway franchises at Walmart are also closing. It's an indication that business is changing for some of America's most iconic companies. Markets reporter David Hadari joins me now from London. David, good morning. What exactly is behind the shift and what does it say about the restaurant industry?
Well, the short answer is the pandemic. People have been stuck at home and not going out. But the long answer is less simple. For a long time, Walmart has provided a steady flow of diners for fast food chains like McDonald's, and restaurants like McDonald's have provided rental profits and a reason for shoppers to stay near Walmart stores. But the coronavirus has accelerated trends towards shopping online for Walmart and pushed more McDonald's diners to drive-through windows and delivery services. Walmart's looking at partnering with chains like Domino's, who rely less on in-store diners and offer pickup options.
Yeah, and a Walmart executive said it is common for restaurants to leave after their lease is up, and the company always has backup plans. Looking at McDonald's stock, this is a well-known American company. How is it performing?
It's been performing really well. It's close to an all-time high, having impressed analysts in recent weeks. Deutsche Bank recently argued that McDonald's potential isn't reflected in its share price, and that the company's profits have held up relatively well during the pandemic, and that it's benefited from the struggles of its competitors.
Okay, David Hadari, have a good weekend.
You too, Mark. Thanks.
Just ahead, the cities across America that are seeing job growth. We'll run through the list after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
We saw unemployment surge during the pandemic. Now people are hiring again, but not where you might expect. Our labor and economics reporter Eric Morath and his team have been crunching the numbers. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, Eric. So the Journal has been looking at the data to see where the job market is the strongest. What did you look at and where are the new boomtowns?
Sure. So we assessed the labor market on five different metrics: the unemployment rate, job growth, the share of adults that are working or looking for work, whether people entered or exited the labor market, and wage growth. And looking at that analysis, the cities that came out at the top were not on the coast. They were in the middle of the country. They were places like Salt Lake City, Denver, Austin, Texas, Indianapolis, and Kansas City, Missouri. So really, the middle of the country had some of the very hottest economies, even during the pandemic.
Okay, Salt Lake was on the top of the list. Why?
Yeah, so Salt Lake was a place that, even though the U.S. overall lost 9 million jobs, Salt Lake actually saw its labor force grow. And I think that's because people really want it to be there. Some people moved there or stayed there because they could do remote work, possibly for coastal-based employers, and others moved there because they wanted to find growing jobs in sectors like technology and e-commerce. And the area also benefited, in terms of its economy, from relatively light restrictions for the pandemic. And that kind of had a mixed result. Utah had one of the highest rates of infection of any state, but it had among the lowest death rates. And experts we talked to said that likely reflects the population that lives there. Utah is one of the very youngest states, and we know children and young adults are less likely to die if they get infected with COVID-19. But that young people, that means that's a young, vibrant workforce and a lot of economic activity around them. So that also, you know, helped push Salt Lake right to the top.
All right, we've talked about the winners. Which cities are losing out?
Yeah, so we saw two distinct groups of cities losing out. One was some of the coastal cities. You know, in past years when we've done this ranking, places like San Francisco and Boston, Houston have been very near the top. Those cities fell way down as people look to leave, you know, crowded cities, as a lot of job losses were concentrated in, you know, restaurants and other places that served workers in those downtown areas. And we also saw, of course, tourism-based cities, places like Orlando and Las Vegas. They really fell down. Orlando was the biggest fall. And you, as people weren't able to travel, weren't able to visit theme parks or head to the beach, those places, you know, really suffered. And so they had the weakest labor markets last year.
Eric, you've been following the labor market for a long time. This is your beat. How big of a shift is this and what's behind it?
Yeah, so we've been seeing for several years now, companies in Silicon Valley and other coastal hotbeds looking to move at least some of their offices, if not open a second headquarters in places like Salt Lake, Austin, and other parts of the country that a lot of workers want to live in, where there's already good universities and tech talent and a lower cost of living. We know that a lot of Silicon Valley workers complain that they can't find homes and they can't find places to raise a family. And a place like Salt Lake City or Denver or Austin, you know, offers that opportunity, but still has that cool tech vibe and a lot of outdoor opportunities.
And Eric, during the pandemic, people have been moving around. But are these new markets here to stay? Is this shift going to stick?
I think it will stick to some degree. I think that these businesses that have started to make this shift already are realizing it's even more important to both be flexible around remote work and open maybe satellite offices in some of the places where there's a lot of talent to be had. I also think that people are going to reconsider, you know, where they stand in life. Like, we saw really strong growth in the last 10 or 15 years of what was called, you know, these superstar cities on the East and West Coast. And I think people might start to rethink that in places like Indianapolis and Kansas City. Do you need to move to Chicago or New York to advance your career? Or can you do that now that there's maybe more remote work opportunities where you are and you might enjoy things like a backyard, a short commute, and a lower cost of living?
Eric Morath, I know you'll be watching. Thanks as always.
Sure. Happy to join you.
And finally, many people are finding it hard to take time off during the pandemic. Whether it's the change in work culture or no appealing travel options, vacation days are stacking up. That's got some companies thinking of new ways to convince people to log off. Companies like Google will give you extra vacation days if you book time off. Places like services firm PwC will actually pay you to take a holiday. The Journal's Chip Cutter has more.
Many companies feel that they've just run out of other options. They feel that they need bolder experiments to get people to disconnect now. So the accounting and consulting giant PwC is going farther than most, and it will begin paying employees to actually use their vacation time. And the way it will work is that employees will receive $250 for every full week of vacation that they take, up to $1,000 a year. And the thinking is that employees will feel they're leaving money on the table if they don't use their vacation time.
And that's what's news for Friday. We're back tonight with a new show. Of course, check in with us throughout the day on WSJ.com and the Journal app. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal. Enjoy your weekend, and thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.